Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late Tom Petty and the Mindbenders bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust. The Leadership Killer is the new book that he co-authored along with John Havlick. He's written a bunch more, mostly about courage. Bill, thanks again for being here. BillTreasurer.com is one of his websites. Hey, Bill, we're talking about goals. In the previous segment, we talked about the different kinds of goals, the fact that most of us don't do a very good job of it. All of us could use a little help with that. We talked about whether if we're thinking of a goal, we need to break it down. Am I doing this because I'm being defensive about it? I've got to fix something I didn't do right to start with, or maybe my goal is that I make this defensive goal turning into offense and do it right this time. So as we go forward, set us on the right path for this.
Sure. Well, you know, I have a friend that you and I have talked about it during breaks and such, but I've got a friend who has climbed Mount Everest 7 times.
Wow.
His name is Ed Beasters. And believe it or not, his goal, he started a goal when he had climbed another mountain, an 8,000-meter mountain. And there are 14 8,000-meter mountains. And it became a goal of his to climb all of them, which is there's probably only like a handful of people on the earth that have ever done this. And the goal took him 18 years.
Wow.
So one thing is you've got to be prepared for the grind.
Right.
He did it, by the way. And he said, you know, he said success is a bumpy road. Some days you're taking 2 steps forward. Some days you're taking a step back, but you got to keep plowing forward. And the grind is part of the goal. It's not enough to just set the shiny object, I want to get this thing to happen. But you've got to be willing to grind it out. Bill Gates said that most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. And I think as part of your goal setting, you've got to be willing to – the first thing that we would say is write it down. Be explicit as to what it is you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's measurable and that you can come back and say – and status how well I'm doing. You made a really good point before we went to break. You also need to have periodic, I would say quarterly, momentum meetings where
mm-hmm.
you pull back and you check in on your goals and status them. How well are they doing? And then you got to make sure that you take individual actions that culminate in the success of the goal. And
mm-hmm.
it might be 10 actions that move the needle on that measurement that gets you towards the goal. It's not one big giant action typically. It's a bunch of smaller actions that culminate in the achievement of the goal. So
in a small business, Bill, in a small business, it could be one of my measurements is my financial projections. I'm working on a financial projection model that is 10 years long. I'm 7 years into a 10-year model that I started 7 years ago, and I'm going out another 3, and I can show you for the last 7 years where I thought I would go and how I wind up what I wind up accomplishing, and I see where I was short. So a financial projection is a good, in my opinion, is a good way to do it in a small business. Another way is how much am I able to delegate in a quality way to my people? I think you should have a goal to delegate more. And if the more you can accomplish that, then you're not only doing something good for yourself, but you obviously are hiring and training good people and giving them the courage to take on that new assignment. I think those are two real simple ones that are really powerful for a small business. What do you think?
I think so too. And once you set the organizational goals in the way that you talked about, then sitting down with each individual direct report and working with them including them in the process mm-hmm. of establishing their goals for this year, making sure that there's compatibility and alignment, hooking between their goals mm-hmm. and the organization's goals. So everything is mission critical, that we're all doing activities that are designed to move the company towards its strategic direction.
Here's a specific one that you can accomplish with both of those. Fire myself from jobs that I don't have to do anymore and promote myself to jobs that only I can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you got to leverage the people around you mm-hmm. so that you're growing and they're not getting complacent, so that they're stepping up to a higher standard with stretch goals that give them new skills that add more value to the company and the organization.
As a CEO of your company, I think those are the kinds of goals you should be setting, not just, I want to grow my company 5% or whatever. I think the 5% comes as a result of those goals. What do you think?
You know, the thing is, Jim, that we tell people when we're doing a strategic planning, it's not enough to get bigger every year as a company. You've got to get better every mm-hmm. year as a company. And there mm-hmm. should be goals designed to help you get not just bigger, but better.
And the bigger is a product of better, isn't it?
It's an outcome.
Yeah.
Bigger, it shows us that we're getting better mm-hmm. and that we're scaling and that we're building an infrastructure and that each person is adding more value every single day that they come
Nobody ever regretted getting better, but I know a lot of people who regretted getting bigger.
Yeah, good point.
I need your website, Bill.
You got it. BillTreasurer.com, CourageBuilding.com, and GiantLeapConsulting.com. Jim, always great, especially in the new year, to be with you.
Good to talk to you, Bill. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.